Coming to you live from the centre of Belito at 10 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. It was Mel C, Melanie C, Never Be The Same Again. Comes off the album Northern Star, takes you back to 2010. Can you believe that was 14 years ago? Time is fleeting, baby. And I promised you that we would be doing something different this afternoon. It is indeed the Tops Wine of the Week slot, but no wine today. Why not? Eamon will tell us why not, and we've got Rowan Gibb in the house to tell us exactly what we are going to be talking about. So welcome to you both. Nice to have you on the afternoon show.
Thanks, Dave.
And we're drinking over, as they say in Khayelitsha. We're going to be hitting the whiskey.
Yes, that's it. We're going to be tasting.
This is bad news. I've got to do the news at 5, you realize.
Whiskeys today, Dave. Okay. We'll be fine. Sorry about the last minute change, Dave, from the wine. But as I said, when something comes up, it's always nice to do something different. And with Rowan available for us this week, I says, why not give Rowan the opportunity to tell us about these two stunning single malt whiskies in front of us.
Good for you, Rowan. You're on the spot now, my boy. Yeah. Well, listening eagerly. This is a brand that I've never heard of. Ben Riach.
Yes. So I'm glad you got the pronunciation correct. It is quite a tongue twister. But surprising that you haven't heard about it. I mean,
it's not. I live in Belito. We hear about nothing. nothing.
Yeah. So founded back in 1898 by a guy named John Duff, and it's situated in Speyside, which is your most populated region of single malt scotch.
Really? Is that where Lagavulin comes from?
No. Lagavulin up north, a place called Isla.
That's right.
All the peated whiskey comes from.
That's right. Okay. So this has got no peat in it.
The first one we're going to try doesn't. The second one does. So a nice variation for two different 12-year-old single malt scotches.
So obviously now, those that like scotch will explain at great detail what the peat does for them or doesn't do for them. Maybe you can, for me who is just an ordinary oak, I love scotch, and I do like Lagavulin, which has got a monster amount of peat in it, I believe. It's like very salty.
But
it's also got a monster price tag attached to it. Is that something you might drink every day? Tell us about Ben Riach.
Okay, so Ben Riach, as I said, situated in Speyside and renowned for being quite experimental in their production process. They do a classic 12, and they also do a peated variant, which is, for no one who knows what peat is, it's your smokier scotch whiskey. And you either love that or you hate it. So the first one we'll start with is the 12. And when I say experimental, they are aging this whiskey in three different styles of barrels. One that previously used to hold bourbon, one ex-sherry, and one ex-port. So three completely different flavors, aged for at least 12 years, and it brings out this wonderful, complex, rich, flavorsome single malt dram. And I hope that I kind of make it sound a lot better, but as soon as we taste this whiskey, I'm sure you might agree with me.
Okay, so the idea here is that these are sipping scotches. I presume that for the South African market, you've also got a recipe or two up your sleeve, because, you know, the guys like to add horrific contaminants to good scotch whiskey. but for the purist, we're going to be sipping it neat. And why don't we get into that right now? Let's pour a little dram. I'll play you some background music to drink to, and then we'll come back very shortly, and I will let you know what I think of it. Eamon will let you know what he thinks about that, and Rowan will give you his version of events.
Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the tree. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, And it's there when you call out my name.
John Paul Young, Love is in the Air, and we fade him into the background because we have now taken a liberal dram or two, because I believe that it is tradition that if you're going to be releasing the full character of a good Scotch whiskey, you need to acclimatise your palate, and that's sort of cooking it a little bit, you know.
It's totally different to tasting wine.
Anaesthetize it. And once it's anaesthetized and the tongue no longer feels like your own, that's when you start to inhale all sorts of magnificence. And all right, tell us about it.
So you're spot on. I mean, any whiskey that you ever drink, your first sip is never one of joy. You know, your body's not used to that 46% alcohol. But every sip thereafter gets softer and easier. And in this specific glass, you know, no one can see it on air, but it's this beautiful golden hue, layered with flavor upon flavor and flavor.
Yes.
And Eamon, you were just saying, I mean, that rich sherry comes through, as well as the sweetness from the port cask. Absolutely magnificent, and just keeps going and going.
Totally different. I do drink whiskey on occasion, but this is one of the whiskeys that I've tasted, especially from Monday, and now tasting it again today. It's just, I think it's fabulous. I think it's a great whiskey.
Absolutely.
It's a great whiskey.
Well, there it is. This is the 12-year-old Ben Riach. Is it 12-year-old?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's non, it was without the peat.
This is the non-peated version.
Okay.
Three separate barrels, and the next one we're going to go on is the peated.
Okay. Well, then let us then take a little breather and come back on the other side of that. We're going to be playing just a touch of Billy Myers while we clear the decks and switch the bottles. And yeah. Already I'm beginning to speak my seventh official language. Myers, Kissing the Rain. We're kissing the Scotch, the Ben Riach, 12-year-old. And well, now this is the second bottle that we have in front of us is the Smoky 12, creamy smoothness with aromatic layers of smoke. Apparently, it's the perfect marriage of fruit, malt, oak, and rich layers of smoke. Well, that is interesting. I don't taste any of that, but then, you know, can I say I'm an oak from Benoni who doesn't know much about anything. but for me, this is, if you gave me this whiskey and you told me it was very expensive, I would keep it for my very special guest that I didn't like.
Now, Dave.
I've got to say, I mean, it's not my favorite, but I'm sure this is for the whiskey aficionado, maybe. Let's hear about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I did mention it earlier, a peated whiskey or a smoky whiskey is, there's no in between. You either love it or you hate it, and trying to get into it is quite difficult. However, if you look past that smoky tone, it's still layered with beautiful flavors of sweetness and ripe orchard fruits. And just for those of you who don't know what peat actually is, it's quite a technical term, but back in the day when there was no electricity in Scotland and Ireland, they would have to dig up what they call peat, which essentially is turf. They would then burn this or dry out the peat and burn it so the barley could dry above that. That peat would then impart a beautiful smoky flavor onto the whiskey. So over 100 years ago, this is what all whiskey used to taste like. Now, with the invention of electricity, things are different. But essentially,
it's more sophisticated this was now.
Exactly.
But you can say, when I noticed this the first time, it reminded me of my mother at home making Christmas cake. Kind of got that notes coming through from some of the flavors in the wine that you could get those like little bit of not cinnamon. The Christmas cake smell when you mix all the fruit together in a bowl, and then as you just put it in the oven, that first smell that comes out from the oven when the cake comes out, that's what this reminds me of. It's got that
interesting.
So it's got nostalgia for you.
Nostalgia for me in it, yeah.
It's very descriptive. Eamon, it's good. Mm. For me, it reminds me of braai smoke when you're in the bush on your clothes.
Yes.
And I guess that's the beauty of whiskey. Every single person is different, and that's why it's a personal journey that you go through.
Totally different.
There it is. Ooh. Now I want to ask you the question. What are these at Tops at Lifestyle? These are where you will find the Ben Rioch Smoky 12 and the 12. Okay. And these are 12-year-old single malt scotches of the highest order. And it's a premier tipple for those who are able to indulge and afford it. It's not an everyday kind of a splash, is it?
It isn't. But it's, if you look at single malt, and for a 12-year-old, especially for the normal 12-year-old that we're looking at here, Dave, for at the moment $5.99 a bottle.
Okay.
It's not bad.
That's not bad.
And then the 12-year-old, the smoky, not bad either when you look at compared to some other brands out there. It's $7.49. So I think for what's in the bottle and for what you're getting for value for money, those two whiskies that we've just tasted, I think it's brilliant. They're very good prices compared to some of the other big brands that are out there that are known all over the world. But this small, I would say small distillery, unique with this and the name Ben Rioch, you can't go wrong. And I think those prices are very, very good.
Well, so there it is. You don't normally do a taster on whiskies, do you?
No, not this time round, but hopefully down the line we will be able to organize maybe with Rowan to do in-store tasting.
Yeah, because that's important, you know. And what we've done right now is very important, and it's been valuable. Because, as Rowan, you rightly say, it's firstly, straight out the box, it may not be to your initial expectation, yeah? But like everything, it's an acquired taste that you either develop a love for, or you will avoid like the plague. If you have the opportunity to indulge and to sample and to take on all of the character of these two fantastic scotches, you will probably find that it will become, in time, one of your favorites, because these are premier drinks. Mm. And at the kind of price point that they've been introduced at Tops at Lifestyle, well, shall we simply say that I would consider for a premier 12-year-old single malt scotch, these are extraordinarily well-priced. I'm not saying that I'm wild about them personally, but, you know, then again, it's an extremely personal taste affair, drinking any kind of scotch, generally speaking.
Yes, absolutely. I agree there.
It is a personal experience, and having had the opportunity just to get close enough to learn a little bit more, I'm intrigued. And that's the point. And I think that that's what an exercise like this is all about. It's to stimulate your curiosity. And if you're a Scotch lover, I have an idea that you're going to want to taste the Benriach 12 and the Smoky 12, available from Tops right now. And thanks to our very special guest, Rowan Gibb, who's been in from Joburg and risked his life to come to Ballita. And Eamon from Tops. What's at Lifestyle? Any competition news that we should be going through before we say cheers?
Yes, Dave, just to let everybody know, we are running a fantastic competition which starts tomorrow, 12th of April, to the 9th of June. We are giving away a Ruku branded Smeg beer fridge and field bar.
Wow.
Total value of the prizes is 35,000 Rand.
Wow.
So all you have to do to enter, simple, buy any Ruku gin or Tokai whiskey, write your name and phone number on the back of the till slip, place it in the entry box behind the till points, and you're in to win that fantastic prize.
It's a good one.
It's exclusive to Tops at Lifestyle. And then as well, Dave, for all our listeners out there, if they want to follow us on our Facebook page, it's Tops at Ballita Lifestyle Center. They'll find loads of more in-store promotions on specials that we have running at the moment in-store.
Sounds like a win to me. Tops at Lifestyle produces the goods every time. And you've been listening to the, not the wine of the week, but the whiskey of the week today. The Benriach 12 and the Smoky 12, and available right now at Tops at Lifestyle. If you missed it, you can catch it on the replay that you'll find on our website or our apps under the Afternoon Show label. And we look forward to catching Eamon in the studio next week with another Wine of the Week.
Wine of the Week next week, Dave, yes.
Look forward to that one.
We'll be doing that, Alexander.
Here's Christina Perry. Oh, I can't tell.